Stringer rose and fumbled around in a drawer. As he returned to the table, he stopped in mid-stride and gasped, "Soleil, what is that you've drawn?"
"It's just doodling."
Stringer's tone had brought her mind to attention. She looked more closely at the page. Now it didn't seem like doodling. Somehow, her fingers had sketched out a defined image, an image of something she had never seen before. Whatever it was, it had rattled Stringer.
"Where have you seen that before?"
he asked in an unsteady voice.
"I haven't, really. I was trying to focus on you. My fingers just drew."
Stringer tore the page from the sketchbook and folded it carefully. "Come with me," he said.
"Where are we going?"
"To see Luna." Now Soleil felt really confused. Luna, at the age of 40, was the oldest person in village. One of the head advisors, she lived in a hut that was just across the square. When they knocked, she came to the door with a tea kettle in her hand. But when Stringer revealed what Soleil had drawn, she fetched her wrap and led them down the street to grace the weaver's place. Chenille answered the door, announcing the visitors to the weaver, who sat tinkering with a small loom.
"From the looks on your faces," said Grace, "you must have some serious business here. How can I help you?"
Stringer showed Grace the drawing Soleil had done.
"What is it?" Chenille whispered to her friend.
"I have no idea," Soleil answered.
"Can you please fetch the shawl your apprentice made?" Luna asked Grace.
"The one with..."
"I know the one," said Grace. She opened a cabinet and took out something folded in a sheet of protective paper.
"Young one," Luna turned to Chenille, "have you spoken of this to anyone?"
Chenille shook her head.
"Not even your friend here, the artist?"
"No," said Chenille. "You urged me to keep silent, and I did."
"Open them both, side by side," ordered the advisor. When the shawl and the sketch were laid out on a table, everyone crowded around.
"Yes," said Luna, "they are the same."